It took this band 8 albums and 8 years to get to this point of this album, but it was worth it. Dark Side of the Moon is still one of rock's great masterpieces, and to this day, one of the best-selling. A very happy record label. It opened up a period of creativity, highlighting the access to progressive bands and opened the doorway to more original music, and it changed the face of music creation as it was at that time. Many people refer to Dark Side of the Moon as the Holy Grail. Interesting tidbit, you may recall the movie by Monty Python. Pink Floyd put finances towards it. Many people wonder if it wasn't for Syd Barrett's unfortunate demise, whether or not albums like this and its success would have actually come about. Arguably, probably not. Brain Damage, for example, which is on this album, is specifically about Syd Barrett. Actress Naomi Watts has a very strong connection to this album. Her father was Peter Watts. He actually contributed to Speak to Me and I Want to Say Brain Damage. Unfortunately, Peter passed away when his daughter was only 8 years old. I believe to this day, Naomi is a very big fan. Dark Side of the Moon spent 884 weeks in the billboards. There is no album that matches this. It still sells 1 million a year. It still generates music, bands, and songs that we're yet to hear. Dark Side of the Moon, Pink Floyd, makes it to the best rock albums of all time. This entire segment was filmed in Hollywood in front of a very puzzled studio audience. Until next time.